Support comes from Outworld Brewing, reinventing the brew pub experience through sci-fi fantasy themes. Located in between Highway 287 and I-25 on Highway 119 in Longmont. Offering dine-in, takeout, and delivery. More information at outworldbrewing.com.
It's 11 on a Saturday night, the last hour of the week, and time for Under the Floorboards. This is the one-hour music show airing at this time every Saturday. I'm Buddha Bomb, host for tonight, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Under the Floorboards features music that is obscure, unexpected, mostly unsyncopated, and always unusual. Tonight's show features several tracks by early electronic music avant-gardists, including John Cage, Todd Dockstader, and Charles Dodge. I will be playing several unusual tracks that I have authored and co-authored. I'll run down the playlist and will tell you more about it at the bottom of the Under the Floorboards Hour. The set will begin with Pack It Up by Negative Land, and then we'll go down from there. Here we go. The time has come. We are Under the Floorboards.
Straightforward, ordinary, common now. And now and this, however, arises a sense of intelligence, always. However, that we inherit a basic intelligence, always, particularly when we are now.
So we just rested.
This is now. Nothing mystical, just now, very simple, straightforward, ordinary, common now. A sense of intelligence, always. However, that we inherit a basic intelligence always when we are now.
Thank you.
the telephone.
What would you like to talk about tonight?
I mean, explicitly, I think it's extremely pertinent to.
Don't touch this thing. Don't touch anything.
Once again,
it's just the microphone, and don't manipulate the microphone. You know, everything is being recorded. Every sound.
Right. I think that we're perpetually looking at things as either. Well, once again, this whole conceptualization of you and I being, of us being different from us, of you and I being distinguishable from one another. I think that's. Of us being distinguishable from one another. Of us being different from one another. Of us being distinguishable from one another. I think that in order for us to being different from one another. From us being different from one another. I think that us, if that. It's like we're all trying to fight ourselves as opposed we're all fighting ourselves as opposed to holistically working as opposed to working with ourselves. We're constantly
holistically together,
instead of working together with ourselves, as opposed to working together with ourselves, we're constantly trying to fight ourselves individually. We're working together with ourselves. We're constantly trying to work with together with ourselves. We're constantly working against ourselves as opposed to working.
London. In fact, you always know when you're in a smart part of town when you see a van going by offering to sprinkle both curtains and your upholstery. It's a very interesting group of streets around here. All the houses are immaculately kept. Early to mid-Victorian terraces. Each has got a small two-hand front button with things like that growing. But I'm here to see celebrity hairdresser
Worthington.
And he's got something a little bit more adventurous around the back.
Charles, what's the background? The whole house. Been here for two years. And for me, the whole essence was about simplicity. I have a very busy, hectic schedule and busy lifestyle, as many people do. And I wanted to have a tranquil haven that I could come back to.
And what was it like when you inherited this
property? Well, the one thing that struck me about the house was that on every level, light comes flooding in. And that was one thing the garden didn't have. So it was a case of being able to reflect light in some way, which is why I've had some of the walls rendered and painted white. So even on a dull day, you look out there and it looks bright.
Did you ever travel around before?
No, I hadn't actually. It was an interesting project. I suppose what I've done in the past is lived with what's been there and changed it slightly. I've never sort of gone into a project like this and had a garden that I've completely gutted and started from scratch. And that was interesting, quite nerve-wracking as well. You know, when you're looking out at just rubble and it's at the halfway stage, you're thinking, my goodness, what am I doing? How is this going to look? Is it really going to work? And then I started getting nervous thinking, maybe the garden doesn't look.
The aim is to use the highest technology to establish beyond doubt that craft from other times or worlds are visiting the Earth.
As the stealth bombers rolled off the assembly line, rumors surfaced that the military was test-flying recovered alien craft at a secret government base known as Area 51.
If the military was going to test-fly alien craft, Area 51 was the perfect place to do it. Located some 125 miles outside of Las Vegas, it is one of the least populated expanses in the United States. Area 51 is surrounded on three sides by military testing grounds and hidden from public view behind the Groom Mountain Range. This Russian satellite photo shows the base as it appeared in the 1960s.
Obviously, the ET craft do exist. Something had to build them, so there must be aliens. And since there are and the craft are there, there must be some sort of factory and an entire civilization somewhere. And if in fact that is true, and it apparently is, then there must be others. It probably really hit me when I got inside the craft and looked around and began to understand how the craft was operated and finally grasped the whole project as a whole, as what we were doing, the fact that we weren't building this thing. We were trying to find out how it was made. We were back engineering it. When I first got to look inside the craft, all I can say, it's an ominous feeling. You walk in there and it feels as if you shouldn't be there. I know that sounds kind of corny, but it's a real ominous feeling. It's not an exciting feeling. It brings up a whole lot of questions in your mind. I only witnessed one test flight up close, officially. That I was in just inside the hangar. The craft lifted off the ground, virtually noiseless, other than a small corona discharge on the bottom of the craft, indicating the presence of high voltage. That dissipated at about 30 feet, and it stood there completely silently and moved over to the left and to the right and sat back down. That was the entire test. This was quite a scientific feat, to lift something completely silently under control and perform a maneuver like that.
From deep inside the underground test facility, Lazar learned how these craft operate by studying their propulsion system.
Suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
image. She was no longer
and that she was no longer. She was no longer Lenny star in the street. But couldn't place himself.
Stream KGNU from your mobile device or computer. Connect and listen to any of our online streams with our mobile player from your phone, tablet, or computer. KGNU.org offers high-quality streaming for listeners on the go. News.KGNU.org holds endless current event stories. AfterFM.com provides a 24/7 all-music stream online, coupled with archives of studio sessions, interviews, and features. Want a hands-free listening experience? Just tell your smart speaker to play KGNU Radio.
Thanks for staying down under the floorboards with me tonight. I'm Buddha Bomb, having an unusually good time. The first set began with Pack It Up, a track by satirical band Negative Land. I then played several of my unreleased tracks, The Time Is Now, Now, and Spoken Weird One Night. Shouts out to Forez, who added wizardry and accents to the Spoken Weird track. There followed the Williams mix by John Cage, who used random methodologies to compose this and many other tracks. I then played another unreleased track of mine, Spoken Weirder, followed by another unknown track by another unknown author, which I found in a crack well below the floorboards recently. After that was Maybe a Garden by Verifoes. After that was another of my tracks, They Are Here, and You Might Be One of Them. That track featured a montage of alien and UFO voice samples. The set ended with two experimental electronic music pioneers, the track Apocalypse Part 2 by Todd Dockstetter, and He Destroyed Her Image, a 1972 track featuring a vocoder and meticulous editing by Charles Dodge. John Cage once said, "All sounds are possible." Let's see what we find next down under the floorboards.
Important thing. The soul adds to the material, the plastic form of art, the use of space, given us the greatest inspiration to see, given us the greatest inspiration, or given us the greatest inspiration. Right has
Thing. Nice kids. No trouble to anyone. Just a harmless evening smoking pot. And each one is sure he won't get hooked. They think there's still a future. But in a year, half of them will be on the hard stuff. And next year, 3 out of every 10 will be dead.
People have always thought there could be a force of the mind. Fortunately or unfortunately, I've learned to control it. I call it dynamo psychism.
Gentlemen, as the first super weapon with a conscience, I'm removing myself from your national defense stockpile. Setting a new precedent for the behavior of ordnance, I have humane reasons for going off. Time. Not the bomb.
I'm a kitten.
Speaking of success, I think a lot of people, and yourself included, are inclined to tell people like myself and people like our own people that you don't consider yourself as being the rah-rah, up-and-down, enthusiastic, outgoing individual that people think they have to be.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
...making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. It's ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
4 in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Radio Moscow.
4 time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
No, sir.
Friday.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And,
do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3.
Radio
4. Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect. You know? It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect.
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things they'll talk about. One's politics, and the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm
bunch of kids yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the, just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Separate them.
Here it comes.
You've been listening deep down under the floorboards tonight. This last set began with Public Works track The Great Inspiration from their album Made with Sound 2. We then heard Homage a John Cage by Nam June Paik. I slipped in an unknown track from an unknown artist, followed by a sound collage I authored many years ago. There followed a track called It by Francois Bailey, Robert Wyatt, and Kevin Ayers. Next was Public Works track Rah Rah Up and Down from the Made with Sound 2 album. The set ended with Negative Land's Time Zones from their album Escape from Noise. We have time for one more track. Next up is Scary Walter, a mashup I put together years ago. It features 1960s news stories as told by Walter Cronkite. I mixed his words with lots of scary sounds. So put your ears to the ground, listen deep down. Here is Scary Walter under the floorboards.
I think continually of those who were truly great.
The poet is Stephen Spender.
Near the snow, near the sun, in the highest fields, see how these names are fated by the waving grass.
Dag Hammarskjöld, Medgar Evers, John F. Kennedy.
And by the streamers of white cloud and whispers of wind in the listening sky.
Rudolf Anderson, Virgil Grissom, Edward White, Roger Chaffee, Vladimir Komarov.
The names of those who in their lives fought for life, who wore at their hearts the fire's center.
Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Robert Kennedy.
Born of the sun, they traveled a short while toward the sun, and left the vivid air signed with their honor.
Muskets and muffled drums along the Potomac. Drums of independence along the Congo and the Niger. Warning klaxons at Cape Canaveral. Sirens and broken glass in Watts, Washington, Harlem, Newark, and Detroit. Fire hoses, barking dogs, and sobbing children in Birmingham, Johannesburg, and My Lai.
It's a trick.
Computers, synchronous satellites, laser beams, heart transplants, DNA, DDT, DMZ, ABM, LSD. We stood knee-deep in garbage while reaching for the moon. It came by our miracles easier than we were able to manage them. The decade began with promise and warning.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike. That the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century. Tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter feast, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed.
On Earth and beyond,
we set sail on this new sea because there is new knowledge to be gained and new rights to be won. We choose to go to the moon.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade
and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
But in this decade, the warnings often outran the promises.
A climate filled with heavy torrents of hatred, rumbling winds of violence. Once more, we must reaffirm the fact that violence and hatred are the attributes of a sick society.
Martin Luther King Jr., who was called a racist when he spoke those words, and Walter Lippmann, who was called an appeaser early in the 60s when he warned of land wars in Southeast Asia.
You can't
on the block.
Decide.
You own the water chamber.
Right after that, it's like me. If we go get ourselves involved in a Korean War in Indochina, and all our reserves begin flowing that way, then we will weaken ourselves for what is really the issue. And then behind that all lies a very personal human. I don't think old men promote wars for young people. They don't like warlike old men.
Laboratory. An old soldier, Dwight Eisenhower, whose warning in the closing moments of his 8 years in the White House would be remembered by many as the prophetic speech of his career.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberty or democratic process.
Few will recognize this next voice, and few recognized her warning in 1962.
A few minutes' research in any supermarket is enough to alarm the most stout-hearted customer. If a huge skull and crossbones were suspended above the insecticide department, the customer might at least enter it with respect normally accorded to deadly materials.
Voice of Rachel Carson, laying down that silent spring warning.
We spray our elms, and the following springs are silent of robin song. Not because we sprayed the robins directly, but because the poison traveled step by step through the now familiar elm leaf, earthworm, robin cycle. These are matters of record, observable, part of the visible world around us. They reflect the web of life or death that scientists know as ecology.
Voices in a pageant, some almost too slight to be heard in the dissonance of their time. Others thundering around the planet at the speed of light. Presidents and physicists, poets and protesters, men of space, men of war, men of the ghettos, all were there that cold, splendid day in the fresh snows of Washington when an old poet from New England welcomed a young president from New England. Robert Frost, January 20th, 1961.
Such as we were, we gave ourselves outright. The deed of gift was many deeds of war to the land vaguely realizing westward. But still unstoried, artless, unenhanced, such as she was, such as she would become, has become, and for this occasion, let me change that to what she will become.
All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days. Nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin.
Miss Prunella.
The energy, the
Come
faith,
closer
the
now.
Devotion, which
I
we bring to
secrets.
This endeavor, will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans,
touched by a
ask not
wand.
What your country can
Going
do for you.
Leaves from a
ask
bramble
what you
bush.
Can do for your country.
Yes. Yes.
first year of the new frontier, in spite of the momentum and vigor and innovation such as the Peace Corps, the Alliance for Progress, was a gloomy time in which the young president learned to live with the terrors of his time. The view from the Senate had not been the same.
Acorns and dirt.
I would say that the problems found in the graveyard difficult than I imagined to be. The responsibilities placed in the United States are greater than I imagined to be. And there are greater limitations upon our ability to bring about a favorable result than I had imagined to be. And I think that's probably true of anyone who becomes president.
There was the threat of new Soviet intervention in the Congo following the Lumumba assassination. There was the threat of a communist takeover in Laos. The Russians were on the threshold of putting the first man in space.
Each day, the crises multiply. Each day, their solution grows more difficult. Each day, we draw nearer the hour of maximum danger. As weapons spread and hostile forces grow stronger. I feel I must inform the Congress that our analysis over the last 10 days make it clear that in each of the principal areas of crisis, the tide of events has been running out, and time has not been our friend.
But the most agonizing wound was self-inflicted and almost mortal. Castro in Cuba had been a bitter campaign issue between Kennedy and Richard Nixon in 1960.
I look at Cuba, 90 miles off the coast of the United States. By 1965 and 1970, will there be other Cubans in Latin America? I believe that this struggle is going to go on, and it may well be decided in the next decade.
I think that Senator Kennedy's policies and recommendations for the handling of the Castro regime are probably the most dangerously irresponsible recommendations that he's made during the course of this campaign. In effect, what Senator Kennedy recommends is that the United States government should give help to the exiles and those within Cuba who oppose the Castro regime, provided they are anti-Batista.
The action that Vice President Nixon opposed in that debate was one that, as a member of the Eisenhower administration, he had supported. In his book, Six Crises, published in 1962, he frankly stated, under Kennedy's demand for militant policies, I was in a position of a fighter with one hand tied behind his back. I knew we had a program underway to deal with Castro. I could not hint at its existence. Nixon further declared that Kennedy also had been secretly briefed on the CIA plan. For the debates, he concluded, I must attack the Kennedy proposal as irresponsible.
The Charter of the United Nations, its preamble, Article 1 and Article 2, provide that there shall be no intervention by one nation in the internal affairs of another. Now, I don't know what Senator Kennedy suggests when he says that we should help those who oppose the Castro regime. But I do know this, that if we were to follow that recommendation, that we would lose all of our friends in Latin America, we would probably be condemned in the United Nations, and we would not accomplish our objective. I know something else. It would be an open invitation for Mr. Khrushchev to come into Latin America, and to engage us in what would be a civil war, and possibly even worse than that.
At the United Nations in April of 1961, Ambassador Adlai Stevenson, not privy to what several newsmen had suspected for weeks.
Hi, I'm Ann Candelo. Please join Alan Klaverstrom, Gary McBride, Ray Wentz, and me and others for Present Edge every Monday night from 10 to 12. The Present Edge explores the leading edge of contemporary classical music, avant-garde, and experimental sounds. If you enjoy contemporary music or want to know when to find us on KGNU, The Present Edge on Monday nights from 10 to 12 is a good place. Thanks for listening, and see you on the air.
It's midnight in the Front Range of Colorado. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, community-powered and creative late-night radio. Thanks for joining me on this Sleepless Night show. I'm Buddha Bomb, having lots of fun. I have 3 hours of music lined up. The first half hour features fun and popish electronic music from Wax Taylor, DJ Yoda, Cabaret Voltaire, and Tranquility Base. The second hour features early world styles of electronic music, For that, I dipped into the old school and found many treasures in this genre. I'll be playing music from artists including Dead Can Dance, Deep Forest, and One at Last. Hour number two features psychedelic chill and down-tempo tracks. The third hour features conscious and deeper spoken word musical collaborations. We have much to look forward to. Let the music begin.
I'm on the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it. Sometimes we don't know.
First, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
That's very important.
Do you know who I am?
I don't know.
Is it true?
I don't know.
Are you being coy?
Well, I don't know.
Don't get me mad.
We only want to ask you a couple of questions.
Do you know him?
I really don't know. Who else was with you?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you think I had something to do with this?
Don't be afraid. You understand? I'm trying to help, that's all. But you must cooperate.
What?
All right. Let's start all over again.
Do you have anything to say?
I don't know.
I need some information.
I want you to tell me the truth.
I want to just be able to trust you. You know, it's about trust.
You understand? I don't know.
Sometimes I don't know all the answers.
Perhaps this photograph will refresh your memory.
Who else was with you?
Do you think I had something to do with this?
Don't be afraid. You understand? I'm trying to help, that's all. But you must cooperate. Free. You know me.